I'm Dr. Barbara Becker-Holstein, originator of The Enchanted Self and author of The Enchanted Self, A Positive Therapy. I'm delighted to be back with you today. Today, I'm taking the opportunity to talk to you more about enchantment. The Enchanted Self is a way of living that encourages positive states of mind, body, and spirit. It's a way of viewing one's life as a joyful journey, even with its many twists and turns, ups and downs. Yes, it's a way of seeing the glass as half full and seeing ourselves as extraordinary, not ordinary. It's a growth-promoting system of combining a positive review of your life story with lifestyle changes that you can make, leading to the experience of living a more joyful, authentic, and meaningful life. In this system, I recognize and teach you that your own personal memories contain not only your history, the story of your life, but the gemstones of wisdom with which to reinvent yourself again and again. This brings you to mental and physical health and helps you find solutions for living. You are the only person that has had your unique experiences, feelings, reactions, and thoughts. Have you ever wondered how your personal history might serve to make your life more pleasant and feel more whole? Have you ever wondered if perhaps there really were talents and untapped potential in your own life? You may answer yes, maybe you'll answer no, but I have discovered through my work that all of us have untapped potential just waiting to be rediscovered and finding ways to put our potential into interests, talents, and activities that we can do now. A dysfunctional past does not mean that your present or your future needs to be dysfunctional. You are capable of functioning and coping better than you could imagine. I'd like to share with you several personal stories of enchantment. Kay's happiest memories as a child were with a pencil and a sketch pad or with watercolors. Her life as an adult was very stressful. She had difficult teenagers and a marriage that perhaps many of you can identify with. It really left much to be desired. One of her goals in treatment with me was to get back some of the joy she had experienced as a child. She consciously practiced taking time for herself in order to do this, and particularly to draw. Talking about her vacation to the Bahamas, which she just went on, she said, "Oh, it was filled with all the usual family bickering, but I'm so proud of myself. Every night as the sun set, I was able to get out my sketch pad and draw. I didn't allow my family to get in the way of this wonderful part of me that I've rediscovered. I love being able to own my own talent. I share everything else in my life, but my talent belongs to me. I love every moment of my time." Here's another gal, Tess. She loved making dolls' clothes as a child. She loved the way it felt to put the needle in and out of the cloth and decorate. But as a young adult, she had a boyfriend who, although he seemed perfect for her at first, became very, very negative. He put her down. He made her feel unhappy. In spite of her efforts, this relationship was going nowhere. Rather than feeling depressed after they finally broke up, Tess found herself able to return to many of her artistic talents from childhood. She started again making clothing, but this time for herself and other friends, not for dolls. "I was able to tune into my younger self," she talks about. "And believe it or not, she found a wonderful guy, and I was invited to the wedding. She's a personal friend. We didn't go, but it was great, and she's been very, very happy." Tess is a good example of someone who has made a decision to find what she needed in her life, freeing herself from a man where it was just no go, regarding her own self in a positive light, she now has her own life in beautiful shape. So let's talk further today about enchantment and how we can find in our personal lives more enchantment. This leads me to a topic that I would like to discuss with you. I call it belonging to a tribe. We all belong to tribes, whether you realize it or not. We're all part of a family, whether we live with them or whether we don't. We're all part of a community, whether you feel very connected and maybe you're mayor or you're on the board of zoning, or whether you feel very isolated. You also are part of some sort of ethnic group or nationality. You're part of a country. Most of you listening may be citizens of the United States. Well, I am, and I'm part of the tribe of being a citizen of the United States. Some of us belong to clubs or churches or service organizations. Sometimes people belong to a union through a work opportunity, and that's another kind of a tribe. Taking time to think about how all of these tribes affect us and learning how to bring into our lives meaningful tribes is very, very important for the experience of good mental health and joy. We really do need a sense of identity. We need to feel connected, and we need to feel purposeful. So we can't just avoid tribes. We can't just say, well, I'll live like a hermit, because for most of us, it will never work. We will have very poor mental health, and we will not have lives full of joy. Did you ever realize that tribes come in all sorts of unusual packages, and you can find them in unusual places? Sometimes we affiliate for just a little while, and sometimes we recognize our link to a tribe years later after a small positive memory, what I like to call a positive fingerprint of the mind, comes back to us and maybe makes us aware of some details of a tribe that we used to belong to when we were children. All of these ways of finding tribes are fascinating. And after the break, I'm going to read to you excerpts from a story or two from the Enchanted Self newsletter about different ways we can belong to tribes. See you in a little while. Now I'm going to read to you a small excerpt from a book, from the Enchanted Self newsletter. This is a story, Miriam's House, by Bernice Becker. Bernice Becker has been on this show, actually, with us in Phoenix and Providence, and has written for the newsletter many, many times. Again, the title is Miriam's House. In November, we have Thanksgiving, the most traveled day of the year, as well as the most eating day. Unfortunately, as we get older, the logistics of this can be difficult. That has caused my husband, Harry, and me some sadness. Fortunately, we have a dear, caring friend, Miriam Reed, who lives near us in Massachusetts. Each year, we're invited to share the festivities of the holidays with her and a few close family and friends. The food is fabulous, but much more than that is the atmosphere. There is a peace, harmony, and love that permeates this home. The group is of all ages, small children, teenagers, young couples, middle-aged, and senior citizens. The amazing thing is the camaraderie of all. You can have a conversation with people younger or older than you, People take an interest in you. No one feels neglected or left out. You feel connected. You feel that you belong to the fold. This, I have always felt that when I am in my friend's home, my enchanted self emerges. Recently, our dear friend called to remind us to come for the holiday. Come early and plan to stay late, she said hospitably. This left me with such a good feeling that we are welcome and wanted. This excerpt from Miriam's House is so interesting because it really does give you a sense of how you can belong temporarily to a wonderful tribe. By going to Miriam's House for Thanksgiving, they found a whole new home to come home to, literally every year, and certainly every day in terms of fond memories. The second excerpt that I want to read to you from our most recent Enchanted Self newsletter is, again, involving a tribal experience. This one is called Dancing the Sardana by Claire Wintram, who actually lives in Great Britain. She talks about Spain on a vacation. As an 8-year-old, I was entranced on the restaurant patio under the stars by women carrying live chickens and guinea fowl in baskets to market, by the tiny delicious pastries and ice cream with unimaginable subtle flavors. But the most wonderful enchanted moment for me happened one night. I'd already gone to sleep in my white dress, night dress, and I was sleeping under the deep blue stars. At some point, I've no idea what time, my father woke me up and told me to put my clothes on over my nightdress. We went downstairs, leaving my sleeping sister and mother behind. Crossing the hotel lobby, we stepped into the moonlit square outside. A crowd of people were dancing round and round in circles, dancing the sardana, arms linked across shoulders. I don't remember any sound of musical instruments or singing. I vividly remember the feelings of wonder and excitement. I can remember standing there holding my father's hand, bewitched by the sight. Then, to my delight and astonishment, one of the waiters from our hotel came over, bowed solemnly, and invited me to join the dance with him. I was filled with anxious pleasure at becoming part of that circle of celebration. The images of that magical night with its enchanted moments stay with me until today. But I am sure its influences go much deeper than conscious memory. I have always loved to watch flamenco and to take part in Spanish and Latin American dances. It is only recently that I have started to discover the connections between gypsy and Jewish dancing and flamenco. And then Claire goes on to talk a little bit about her Sephardic roots in the Judaic culture and how she feels this dance within her soul. This is a wonderful story, this powerful memory, way back to childhood from when she was 8 years old, of how Claire was able to get in touch years and years later with her ethnic heritage as a Jewish woman, opening the door at the soul level to some of her tribal connections and her love of music and dance. These are very, very different experiences, and belonging to a tribe is very different and unique for each of us. For some of us, our best sense of belonging to a tribe come out of our past, while for others, we need to look around us right now and see what's in the town or community we live in. I'll be back in a minute after the break, and I'll give you a few ideas of how you can start to think about belonging to tribes. one of the core aspects of the enchanted self that I teach that is really essential for mind, body, and spirit health. We've talked about different tribal connections today and how they can come in all sorts of packages, from belonging to a country, to belonging to an ethnic group, to belonging to a family of friends and strangers when you get together on a holiday. Here's an exercise you can start to do to find ways to connect to tribes that are going to enrich your life in positive, not negative, destructive ways. Look over your life now and think about where the tribes are. Make a little list. You may list your religion, your ethnicity, perhaps the town you are in or the city, your family, maybe a club you belong to. Now what I want you to do is, over the next month, make a concerted effort to learn more about one of these tribes you have selected. For example, let's say you pick your town. Make a list as you go through the month about everything you discover about the town. Its police force, the way the town council works, maybe the library system, how many people live there, how the streets are named, anything. And then make some notes on what strikes you as positive and what strikes you as negative, what you really don't like. At the end of the month, see how you're feeling. For example, as far as your town, are you feeling somewhat more connected to it in a positive way now that you found out a lot more about it? Or are you feeling really negative, and perhaps this will lead to a very profound decision to move away to a different town? Only you can decide what your feelings are going to be at the end of the month. If, for example, your feelings are more positive about living in your town, then the next step would be to see how you can affiliate in a richer way with your town. Perhaps you want to be part of a town council. Perhaps you want to do some volunteer work at the local library or the hospital. Perhaps you want to have all your neighbors over on Christmas Day. Again, this will be very individual, but the real bottom line is to not only recognize tribes that begin to work for you, but to find ways to make these tribes more powerful and connective in your life in a positive way, so that you're less isolated, your life is filled of happiness, of smiles, of recognizing and knowing people, of being part of something, helping children, maybe helping seniors, learning, studying, whatever it may be. Sometimes, of course, tribal study will lead to unpleasant decisions, like perhaps deciding a neighborhood is not good for you or your children. But I think it's probably healthy and better to find that out rather than to block it out and deny it. Because once we see that something is not good for us, we can again get on the road of making very, very healthy choices. So I hope you will take the time to begin to look at the tribes that are in your life and begin to play with which ones are really workable for you, and then to become even closer and more affiliated with tribes. I've enjoyed talking to you about belonging to a tribe. Next week, I'll be on vacation, and my art director, Bernadette Elhart-Hoyer, will sit in for me on The Enchanted Self. And in January, I'll be back with marvelous guests. Have a wonderful, healthy new year. Stay well. Be joyful. Bye for now.